We're learning Mishnah's Megillah Daf Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on the beginning of the Mishnah on top of Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, the bottom of Chaf Dalam Bey's last few words. It says in the Mishnah Ha'imer Yivarechucha Toivim. Someone says that the Toivim should praise Hashem. Come, everyone, come, all the tzaddikim, come. Let's daven to Hashem. Harezu Derech Aminus. That's Afikarsis. Why? Because Chazal learned out from the spice called Chalbana, that even though it's bad Reach, still we put it together with all the spices when it came to the Keteris. Why? To show us that when it comes to Davening to Hashem, we do it together, Ba'aguda Achas, together with the Rishon also. So it's not Dafka Yivarechucha Toivim, everyone comes to praise Hashem. Therefore it's Derech Minas if you say Dafka Toivim. That's one pshat. Tosfos is a different pshat. Tosfos is the first pshat, says like Rashi, Pirish Shemaitzias HaPoishim Ben HaKlal. It's the first pshat. The second pshat is, it looks like two Rishuyas. Like, it seems like you're saying, Yivarechucha Toivim, let's praise the Toivim. And there's it sounds like there's another God, Chas Shalom, who's not the Toivim. So either way, Yivarechucha Toivim is the Darach Aminus. If someone says, Al Kan Tzipor Yigir Rachamecha, the way he davens is by saying that Hashem Shem Rachmanas on us, just like he has Rachmanas on the bird by Shluach HaKan. So that's no good, you can't say that. We'll see the Gemara why. Val Toiv Yizocher Shemecha, you say, I want to praise Hashem for the good. It's mashmah dafka for the good, not for the bad. And the Gemara will say why that's not good either. And moidim, mishaskin, I say, someone says moidim twice, also you quiet him. So these three things you quiet him. It says, I can't see b'yur achamecha, or v'altoiv izach hashamecha, or moidim, you say, be quiet. Hamechana ba'arayis, mishaskin, I say. That means when someone's teaching the parasha of Arayis, where it says, ervas imcha v'ervas avicha loy sigala, so you teach, it doesn't mean erva mamish. Your taicha means you shouldn't embarrass your father and mother, and you chayev misa for that. So that is not the pshat in the pasuk. So if someone says that, we quiet him. Says no, that's not pshat. Ha'imer, if someone says pshat, next pasuk says mazarcha leisitin lahavel meilach. It says you shouldn't give your children to be brought to the vezar called meilach. Someone taiches leisitin laavra bar musa. Someone taiches what it means is you shouldn't marry a guy and have a child who's in a servant of Avodah Zarah. That's what people get taich. And it comes out, it would say in the pasuk, if someone marries a guy, he's chayiv misa. He's chayiv misa bezdin, and chayiv karis, and chatos, and it's not true. So Mashash Kanois Mazifa, we tell him, be quiet. Forcefully we tell him, Mazifa, be quiet. It's not pshat in the pasuk.
So it's three different types of
quiet. No, yeah, so they ask, no, first of Mashash Kanois say the same thing. The first thing raises derech minos. Minos. That's not quiet. That's avakarsis. The next things of Mashash Kanois say, they're all the same thing. But the Taizantav asked, Taka, why the last one's Menazifa more than the second last one? Because I mean, the first ones are not Pshat and the Torah, different Pshat and the Torah, but the last two things, Mechana Barayas.
Right.
Exactly. Mechana Barayas. Exactly. That's what I'm telling you over the Kasha. Now, Ruchu Toivim is something else. Ruchu Toivim is, he's saying Apikarsis. He's saying only Tzadikim can praise Hashem, not Rishav. That's Apikarsis. The next, that's not Pshat and the Apostle. The next things are all things they tell him to be quiet, because it's not outright apikarsis, but you're saying have rachmanis like have rachmanis like Khan Zibra. It's not outright apikarsis, but we tell him to be quiet because it has a shmek of something not good. It smells like something no good. Now the problem is like this. What you're asking is like this. By Mechana Barayis is changing pshat in the pasuk, and Mazarech Lashitin Lamaylach is changing pshat in the pasuk. Why is one benazifa? Why not? That is a good question, and the Mefarshim don't answer it. There is a carbon asano answers it, but by changing pshat in the Mishnah. But this is a good question. Why it says benazifa, and why the other place doesn't say benazifa? Now the Gemara explained those three things that we said Mishtaskim I saw in the middle of the Mishnah. Those three things. What's pshat in that? Bishto Moidim Moidim. We tell him to be quiet. The mechzik is there reshuyas. It looks like there are two reshuyas. You're thanking two reshuyas. Moidim. So you understand why you tell him to be quiet. It's not mukach, it means that, but it looks like it. Therefore, we tell him to be quiet. Val toiv yizocha shemecha, which means I'm praising Hashem for the good. Nami, you tell him to be quiet. Why? The mashma, al toiv in val ra aloy. It's mashma, dafka for the toiv, not for the ra. To praise Hashem for the Ra, just like for the Toiva. We know everything is good for us. Even the Ra is good for us, even though it's bad. But Mechuyiv to bench Hashem for the Ra, and just like on the Toiva. Hello, Al Kan Tzipor. And I can ask you, Hoidlo Hashem Ki Toiv. That doesn't mean for the good. It means praise Hashem because He is good. Everything is good. But here you're saying, Al Toiv Yizach Shemecha, on the good, I'm going to mention Hashem. That's a Taina. But what about where you say that Hashem has Rachmanis on the tzipor? By Shluch HaKan, let him have Rachmanis on us. My time, what's wrong with that? Hashem Taka has Rachmanis on the tzipor. He says, send away the mother before you take the eggs or take the chicks. So it seems like it makes sense. Rachmanis. So my time, what's wrong saying that? So Mara says, please go to Rav Amaroi. Mamarava, Bamarava, in Eretz Shal. One says you shouldn't say this because you're making the other creations jealous. That Hashem only has Rachmanis on Tzipor, not on the lion, not on the other animals. This definitely shouldn't say it. The other pshat is because you're making like the mitzvahs, you don't have to do Rachman. Really, it's a gzera from Hashem. Now, there's a long Ramban in Chumash that talks about this and says, really, it has to do Rachmanis. But the reason why Hashem has Shluch HaKan is that we should learn to have Rachmanis. Not that Hashem has Rachmanis. That's the Mizein El Xeris. It's a Xeris for us. It's a mitzvah for us. Not Pshat Hashem has Rachmanis on the tzipur. It's Hashem wanted us to have Rachmanis. That's Pshat the mitzvah. Someone says that Hashem has Rachmanis on tzipur, that's Meshach Knoisei, because that is not correct Pshat in the Pasuk. So who did Akos Kamei the Rabbah? One time someone died in front of Rabbah, and he said this tefillah, Omar, you had Rachmanis Hashem on Kan Tzipor. Atach chus v'rachim aleinu. Have Rachmanis on us. There's a girsa atach chastal oisu v'svenoi. Shouldn't shecht a mother and child the same day. Atach chus v'rachim aleinu. Have Rachmanis on us. So Amar Rabba. So Rabba says in front of Abaye and his Talmud, Kama yoda haim rabbonon l'tzui mori. Wow, this guy knows a daven very good. He knows how to daven to Hashem. Amar Abaye, what are you talking about? V'mashaskenoise. He tells the Rabbi, what do you mean? Mishas mashaskenoise. Mishas mashaskenoise. My answer is you're right. Rabba wanted to see if Abaye, what Abaye would say. They were sitting there, and this person was dying for the Amid, and he was making a mistake. But Rabba was trying to sharpen Abaye, so he says, wow, he's diving to good, no? And Abaye says, no, it says a Mishnah. It's a mistake. There's one time someone down from Rav Chanina, Omar, and he said, he added on to the Shemoneh Esrei, Omar, Hakela Godol Giba V'Hanayra, what we say. Then he added on, Adir V'Chazak V'Amitz. Different lashonis of being very strong. Okay, now you're stopping over there. You added on ader chazuk amos. That's it. Hashda hani tlosa agadol hagiv vaneira. The only reason we say it is only because Moshe wrote it in the Torah. So hani tlosa lav the kasvinu Moshe beraisa vaosu nesas agadol v'teknu. And then the anshu nesadel came and masakin it. And now really we wouldn't say it. It's only because Moshe Rabbeinu said it ruach hakodesh said it from Hashem in the Torah, and the Knesset Del said, Ruach HaKadosh put it into the Tefillah, so therefore, we can say it. But we can't add our own thing. V'at Amrit Kuli Hai, you're going to add this on. You know what it's like? It's Moshe Adam Shahila Elef Alfei Elefim Din Rezav. It's like someone who has thousands and thousands upon thousands of gold coins, and you say, you know what, that guy's very rich, he has a bunch of silver coins. It's a bazillion. So anything in the Sefer Hashem, you're shortchanging him. So it's not worth the daven. Like we have before, it's better to be quiet. If you shortchange Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, then you're doing a disservice. The only reason why we say a God will give another is because the Torah said it in the Torah. And therefore the Ashkenaz said, and you can put it into davening. But anything you own, you can't say. Once you mention Rav Chanina, we're going to mention another Rav Chanina. I'm Rav Chanina. Everything comes from Hashem, which means the Gabi, the person, his status, besides Yerushalayim. Like Tosha speaks out, for example, if he's going to be a Chacham or a Tipesh, if he's smart or not smart, or he's poor or rich, strong or weak, that all comes from Bidei Shemayim. Chutz mi Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, if he's going to be Yerushalayim, that is up to you. Like Rashi speaks out, really Hashem could have made someone a Yerushalayim naturally. It says, Hine kechoyim rabi yada yaitza. Hashem could do anything he wants. He could make a person, his heart be a Yerushalayim. He could have made it like that. Hashem left it up to the people, to the people to be their own Yerushalayim, to work on it themselves. Shinem, like it says in the Pasuk, V'at Yisrael, Ma Hashem akech Hashem amach. Klai Yisrael, what does Hashem want from you? Kim li yira. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. All Hashem wants from you is to have Yerushalayim. So you see, Claude, the Yerushalayim is the only thing that's in your own hands. But the Mara Zakash, Machlad, the Yerushalayim, Milsa Zutrasi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klai Yisrael, it's not a big deal. All Hashem wants from you is Yerushalayim. Well, Yerushalayim is pretty hard. So tomorrow, yeah, no, Inli Gabi Moshe, Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, Milsa Zutrasi. It was taka a small thing. Why? Because if you ask someone for a big gold kli, if he has it, so it's not a big deal. It's like kli katan. But katan ainlo, if he doesn't even have a small one, you ask him, so Yerushalayim, really, if you have it, you realize it's not a big thing. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had Yiras Shemayim. He says, what is it? But if you don't have it, it looks like a big thing. So right in first mass, okay, but Lamaisa, we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. So for us, it is a big thing. So different terutzim, they say, Vais tois. So one of the pshatim are that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, just like you are scared of me, Yiras Shemayimus. So you see, it's possible to have such a thing. You should have the same thing from Hashem. Kavachayim, you should have the same thing from Hashem. And therefore, it shouldn't be a big deal. But it's a good question. What Shaykh is Moshe Rabbeinu to Allah, to the Eden is? It's a good question. The Mashal asked the question. Not here in the Mesechta. Om Rav Zeru. Ha'imer Shema Shema Ka'imer Moedim Moedim Dami. Rav Zeru says, someone says Shema Shema is Ki'ilu, you say Moedim Moedim. And our Mishnah said you can't say Moedim Moedim. Why? Because Mechzik Shter Rishuiz. If you say Shema twice also looks like that. Says Hakara es Shema v'Koyflo. Someone says Shema and repeats the words. Hareze Meguna. He's called a Meguna. Meguna means he's like foolish. It's not a nice thing to do. So it's Mashma Meguna who daab. It's foolish and it's not a nice thing to do. But Shtukelam is again. You don't quiet him. Armish says he says Shema Shema twice. You quiet him. Here it says the Koyflo is a Meguna. We're answered like Kasha. Hodam Milsa Milsa. But Tanila. If you say every word and you repeat it, you say Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, Shem, Shem, then it's foolish. But it's not Mechzik Zer Yeshuiz. Hold on, Psuko, Psuko, Vatarele, if you say a Pasuk twice, every Pasuk twice, that looks like Tur Yeshuiz. Omer Papa, what's wrong with repeating over two words? Omer Papa Rava, repeating over every word. Vidomi Karle Kim and Daiti, never Kavali, sing it again. Vahashti Kim and Daiti, now it's Bechavan. On Malay, he answers him, that alone is a taina. Chavrus lekav b'shmai, is that your friend? If he didn't have kavana, you give him a patch until he's mechavan. That's not an excuse. That alone is a taina. You didn't have kavana. You have to have kavana. Is that your friend? Before you say something to Hashem, make sure you have kavana. Stifah Asimara comes out that if you repeat the pasuk twice, that's meshaskan. If you repeat words over, that's already dava megono. Zokt the Gemara Vayit. It said in the Mishnah, Mechana ba'arayis, Meshaskin Oisai. You keep him, you tell him to be quiet, which means he changes the pasuk of Arayis. Tanu Rav Yosef, Kloin Ova Kloin Ima. He teaches, instead of the word Arva, he says it's Kloin, it's the embarrassment of the father, embarrassment of the mother. Ha'oimem v'zarach l'asidin l'haver l'maylech. So Tanu Rav Yishmael, what was he changing there? It says, Meshaskin Oisai v'nazifah. What are you changing there? Tanu Rav Yishmael, Bishrol ha'bal ha'goy, v'ho'ilu menu ben l'vay zarach kosu medaber. He changes it to say, instead of being someone who brings his children to the Avodah Zarah of Meilech, which means there's two fires, they bring a child through it, here he says, he teaches it means that Israel, they married a Goita, a non-Jewish woman, and they have a child, which will be Avodah Zarah, then Yechayev Misa. That's the case for Meshach Knoresim, it's not Pshah in the Pasuk, Meshach Knoresim in Azifa. Ad Kan, the beer in our Mishnah, till now.